In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our reading from Luke 23, verse 43. Brothers and sisters in Christ, there is something profoundly beautiful and comforting about tonight's reading. And I don't believe for one minute that my words can ever do it justice, but I shall try. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Who utters these words? Who is it that cries out? Who hangs next to Jesus? It was not Abraham who left his home country, not knowing where he was going, but simply obeyed God when God called him out of the land to receive an inheritance. A land of promise. Nor was it Moses, who refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter because of the mistreatment of the Israelites, or who had God speaking to him in the burning bush, or who led the people with the staff of God in his hand as they crossed through the Red Sea on dry ground. Nor was it Gideon, or Samson, or Japheth, or David, who conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the fire, escaped the sword, made the strong weak and the weak strong, and became mighty in war and put foreign enemies to flight. No. These are common criminals. Those who are well known for their dishonesty, trickery, deceit, treachery, cruelty, and injustice. They are well known for their sin. Their sin follows them. It sticks and stains like that of soiled, sooted ashes placed on your foreheads. Their crucifixion is well deserved. The one on the right even admits this. We indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. So if he knows this and believes this, confesses this about himself, how is it that he asked Jesus to remember him when Jesus comes into his kingdom? When he comes in glory. What worth or merit or right does he have to ask this? He is a sinner. The one on his left does not ask. The one on the left just roots and revels in the mud of his sin like a common pig as he scoffs and mocks Jesus. Are you not the Christ? Save yourself. With these embittered, emboldened words, the one on the left attempts to strip Jesus of the last ounce of dignity that he has left in his reputation. He tries to show the world that Jesus is a fraud and a phony and is not to be believed. This is the bleating or baying of a worldly, unbelieving goat. But the one on his right does ask. Even though he knows he does not deserve anything but the wages of his sin, death. Still, he bleats or baas like a lost sheep of the good shepherd, Jesus. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he who asks in faith is he who seeks. And he who seeks in faith is he who finds. And he who finds in faith is the one who knocks. And the gatekeeper of the door opens and shepherds this poor lost sheep in. On the arms of his mercy, And he brings him home, saying, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." Thus, even at the cross, like on the last day, there is a distinction made between the sheep and the goats, those who are in the world and those who are of the world, repentant sinners and unrepentant sinners. But here is the beauty. To the poor, miserable sinner who cries out to him in faith, Jesus remembers them. He does not remember the sins of our youth, nor our large laundry list of our many transgressions, for it is written, I will be merciful toward their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more. Hence, last week he prayed, Father, forgive them. And you are forgiven. Your sin is removed as far as the east is from the west. God does not hold your sin against you. There is no longer any condemnation for you who are in Christ Jesus. It is finished. He remembers your sin no more. But he does remember you. Out of his unspeakable goodness, grace, and mercy, even at the hour of your death, he opens the gates of the kingdom of heaven. He removes the cherub with the flaming sword who guards the way to the tree of life. He scoops you up in his merciful, outstretched arms that he stretched out in love for you on the cross, and he brings you home, that the Father might run and kiss you and adorn you and rejoice over you as the angels rejoice over one sinner who repents. This, my son who was dead, is now alive again. Behold, he was lost and is found. Welcome home. Enter in to the joy of your master. Today, you are with me in paradise. Amen.